Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Bob. Decision is reportedly happening this week with Bryce Harper. First of all, do you expect this to happen in the next 2 days or so?
You know, I really don't. I think it's going to drag on a little longer. I mean, spring training is long. It's like, you know, it's not like he has to sign, you know, today or tomorrow or even the first couple of weeks. All you need is about 2 weeks of spring training. So I don't expect it this week. I really don't. The Phillies have been the front runner all along. The Giants have jumped in. The Padres have jumped in. But they're looking more for short-term contracts. I really believe the only long-term deal out there is going to be from the Philadelphia Phillies.
So it seems like it's down to two teams. Would you agree the Giants and the Phillies are the finalists here?
I do. I kind of discount the Padres. I just don't see them spend that kind of money. And I don't believe the Giants, you know, will give an 8 or 9 or 10 year contract either. I think that, you know, like the limit to about 5 years. They have a brand new GM. The GM really doesn't want to be saddled with a long term deal. You'd rather go short term. This is, you know, the Harper interest for the Giants is more ownership driven.
You know, we talk to a lot of fans, Bob, out here, and people want to try to get inside the mind of Bryce Harper and sort of what is it that he's looking for when he's looking for his next destination. Is it all about the financial security, or is it about the lifestyle, you know, the being comfortable where he's living at? Do you have any indication of what's sort of at the top of his priority as far as where he would like to go? I mean, what would lead him towards the team he would sign with?
Well, I think the financials are huge. It's huge for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he'd like to set a record. You know, everybody wants to pass the Stanton mark of 10 years, 325. I'm not sure it's going to happen. If nothing else, I'm sure you want to get paid $35 million a year, you know, at a long-term contract to surpass Zach Greinke. You know, if he had his brothers, I'm sure he would have preferred to go to the Dodgers. The Dodgers just never, you know, expressed interest. They wanted to go, short-term contract with anybody. So, you know, just because L.A. is close to Las Vegas, San Francisco is not that far, neither San Diego. You get to trade in Arizona, you know, have your family see you. So that's the only advantage the West Coast teams have. But, you know, neither one of them are contender right now. Mm-hmm. Not like the Phillies have been, you know, in the playoffs, you know, since 11. But still, they're knocking the door in a deep farm system, and certainly made a lot of great improvements this year.
Bob, you're filling on how this sort of helps or hurts baseball, right? This long free agency, we know this is typically what it's been like when dealing with baseball free agency, but we're starting to hear from a lot of fans and even some players. I saw that Verlander tweeted out yesterday about, you know, maybe they need to do something to fix this. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, do you feel like this sort of hurts the game of baseball? And if so, is there any way they could sort of fix it so that it would help them?
Well, you certainly can't force guys to sign early, you know, but when guys do sign early, it seems like the money is there. Patrick Corbin got his 140 for the Washington Nationals. Other guys, you know, Lance Lynn got a 3-year contract, $30 million for the Rangers. So some of the offers have been there. You know, take Bryce Harper. And the Nationals did offer 10 years at $300 million, slightly deferred at $284. So some guys, you know, just are turning down their early offers, and it's just a stare-down contest. And we've seen that more and more the last few years, where nobody's in a rush, thinking, you know, let's see who blinks first. The only people really hurts is, you know, the teams wanting to market a player. For instance, whoever, you know, say the Phillies signed Bryce Harper, it's too late to put him in the cover of the media guide. You know, too late to be on the cover of the pocket schedules and things like that. So clubs don't get that big benefit of selling the season tickets.
Yeah, too late to. I remember before Christmas, there was hope that they were going to sign Bryce Harper, and I thought to myself, God, that'd be perfect. Then they can market it for Christmas. But everybody knew that wasn't going to happen. And now we're in February, and we're talking to Bob Nightingale, USA Today. He's actually talking to us today live from spring training in Arizona, and Bryce Harper not far away in Las Vegas, Nevada. Bob, Would you, when I hear short-term contract and I hear long-term contract, what does a short-term contract mean from the Giants? Are we talking about a three-year, maybe $40 million contract, so there's more money per year, it's just shorter length? Or are you talking about 5 or 6 years? And what do you think the Phillies are offering? How many years?
Yeah, I think with the Giants, it'd have to go to at least 5 years. And you're right, probably a 35 to 40 range. So, you know, get to get them off a 10 or 12-year type contract. I think the Phillies understand, hey, you know, you already turned down 10 years for the Nationals. So, you know, we're going to have to be somewhere in that ballpark of an 8 to 10-year contract. So I think, you know, I'm not sure an offer has been made. But I'm sure the parameters the Phillies, you know, have got to know, it's got to be at least an 8-year contract. So I think, you know, just the gross sum of money, nobody's going to top the Phillies. We'll see if somebody tries to give more annual average value, and that would be the Giants. We're starting to panic just with season ticket sales and a lot of no-shows at the ballpark last year. They haven't been competitive for 2 years now.
Bob, do you expect the Phillies to bid against themselves almost and come over the top? They're getting worried. They feel like the Giants have snuck in. Would you be surprised to see John Middleton, who said he's going to spend stupid money this offseason, would you be surprised to see him come over the top and almost bid against himself just to make sure that he's getting the player?
I would be in a degree. You know, the one thing that comes into play, a little bit like when A-Rod went to Texas Rangers back in the day, 2000, it's like, do they have to overpay to get him to come to Philadelphia? You know, it's not like he's jumping up and down, you know, to go to Philadelphia. I don't know why. You know, I love the city, the fashion fan base and ballpark. You know, maybe he'd feel awkward, you know, playing 18 games a year, you know, against the Nationals, his whole team. So they may feel compelled, like, okay, we've got to go over everybody else. But I certainly don't expect him to go, you know, grossly over. I mean, he's a smart businessman for a reason.
Bob, you mentioned the Nationals. Are they totally out of it? Could they come in at the 11th hour and try to get something done?
Well, some of the front office is acting like they're out of it. I mean, they spent $200 million in free agent money since he turned that offer down. Last time they talked, it was around, you know, Christmas time. And even the owner said, well, you might be welcome to come back. It might be more, you know, $20 million a year type deal. You know, that same offer is no longer on the table. So, I mean, the Nationals are always there in the sense where, as the owner, Ted Lerner, changes mind. But as far as the front office, you know, considers it, that they're, you know, completely out and they're ready to, you know, conduct business without them.
Bob, all else being equal, does Bryce Harper prefer to play in San Francisco or a West Coast team? Or, do the Phillies really need to have that much more money and that many more years to land Bryce Harper?
I think the Phillies do have to have more money for sure, and maybe more years, only because San Francisco is close to home. That being said, you know, if you worry, you want to worry about your numbers and status for the Hall of Fame, granted, he's going to have a whole lot better numbers in Shaken Park. Think Park than in San Francisco. And that's where home runs go to die. I remember talking to Bryce Harper this last year. He had a home run, died at the warning track. And he goes, oh, I got AT&T'd. Kind of laughed about it. But it was throwing his mind like, hey, I'm going to be losing some homers here. And not only in San Francisco, it's a pitcher's paradise in the National League West.
Yep.
There's a lot of big ballparks that pitchers love.
All right, there he is, Bob Nightingale, reporting live for us on Bryce Harper from spring training in Arizona. Bob, thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.